Hi, this is Shay with customer service. Can I get that zip code to pull up your account, please?
You can have the zip code that it was mailed to?
The zip code, whatever zip code is associated with the account?
38127.
All right, and your first and last name for me?
Letitia Clark.
Okay, and for security purposes, ma'am, may you please verify your address for me?
My address is 955 Water Lily Trail, Memphis, Tennessee, 38127. That was the billing address, but the shipping address was different.
Okay, ma'am, so I do see where you placed that order with the watch. You placed that order with the Smart Health watch for $6.95 and those wireless mini pods for $29.95.
Yeah, I was calling to get my money back because the watch, I don't even know how to turn it on. It doesn't work. Didn't come with a charger, so I have no way of charging it. The wireless pod, they charge all night, still don't. They won't connect to my phone, and I have an iPhone X Max. I don't appreciate that. And then when I was actually placing the order, it wouldn't even let me go any further. It's like you guys made me purchase the insurance for $14.95. Because it wouldn't even let me go past the screen unless I purchased it.
Okay, ma'am. So with the watch for $6.95, that means that you are still in trial, so you have not been billed the full amount. So what I can do for you, the watch, again, it is not meant to come with a charger. You are supposed to plug the USB port into a computer or a smartphone outlet in order to charge the phone. In order to charge the watch.
It doesn't have a port on it where I plug it in, is what I'm saying.
You have to detach the part. Right, ma'am. You have to detach the part of the band with the holes in order to plug it into that USB port, So in order to charge the watch, you don't need a charger. You have to detach the part of the band, and you have to plug it into a USB port.
Okay. And the watch will come on.
Right. And there's also an app that goes along with the watch, which is called Wear Fit 2.0.
Okay, so when was I going to be notified of that?
The app isn't mandatory. It's just sometimes customers do call in to see if there is an app. So that app is WearFit 2.0. It's not a needed app, but that is an app that does go along with it. Now, since you are still in trial, what I can do is I can place an extension on your account, and I can also offer you a 35% discount on that end of watch trial if you wish to continue with that.
What do you mean, trial? So you guys are going to pull more money out of my account?
So when you place the order, ma'am, it does list in the terms and conditions that you are starting a 14-day trial for the product. Now, the fitness watch and the earbuds are just $29.95, which you did pay. So there's no charge for that because that's already paid. You won't be charged again for that. The watch, it is that $6.95 shipping and handling, and you are billed the $59.99 one-time charge at the end of that, which can be at a 35% discounted rate.
Okay, so if I'm billed for you, when you say billed, will it come to my house, or are you going to pull it out of my account? Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Are you going to pull the money out of my account, or are you going to bill me? Are you going to mail a bill to me?
The $59.99 would come out of whatever payment method you use starting the trial. But again, that can be a 35% discounted rate.
Okay. how do I don't want anybody pulling anything else out of my account. So I continue to watch that. I don't care. But I don't want anything else coming out of my account. And like I said, it wouldn't even, I just felt like, I mean, it was, I don't know. I wanted to watch, I wanted to pause, yes. But the way you guys had it set up with the $14.95 insurance, so what was that? What was that, the $14.95? Because it wouldn't even let me come off that screen unless I purchased.
Okay, ma'am. So we usually don't have that issue with customers having that issue. So it wasn't that you were forced. I'm not sure why you're saying that you had to click on that in order to proceed, because that's not mandatory. So I'm really not sure about that charge. However, if you like, I can offer you adding my employee discount, a 50% discount on your end of charge for the watch, to avoid you being responsible for having to return it.
I don't, baby, let me tell you something. The AirPods, though, I mean, the pods don't work. They will not connect to my phone. So what are you guys going to do about that? I don't care what you charge me for the watch or whatever. I don't want anything else being pulled out of my account. I'm not in the business of paying for something that I'm not using. Now, I go home, I will give the watch another try, and if it works, I'll call you back, and I will pay for it because I got it. But them pods don't work, so I do want my money back for that, and I will be glad to ship it back to you today.
Okay, ma'am, give me 1 second, okay?
Thank you. I pay for something I'm not using. It's $30.
Still on the line for you, ma'am, okay? Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to extend your account for a full week so that you have time to return those EarPods. No refund can be issued without those EarPods being returned. So those EarPods do have to be returned. So I do have to get your account extended for you, okay?
Okay. And I'll call you back tomorrow about the watch.
Okay, so you are interested in keeping the watch, correct?
If it works. No, I'm not. At this moment, no, I'm not. I'm going to go home and give it another try. If it works, then I will be glad to keep it.
Okay, ma'am, give me 1 second, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide you with the address to return the EarPods, so give me 1 second, okay?
All right. Oh, my goodness. I feel old. Damn, my back be hurting.
Still on the line for you, ma'am, okay?
All right. I'm walking through the building, so.
Still on the line for you, ma'am, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'll
get it to you. Still on the line for you, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
I'm still on the line for you, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So I do have that address to provide you with to return those ear pods whenever you are ready for that.
Okay, let me. Okay, what's the address?
All right, so that's 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Hold on, 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado. What's the address? I mean, is it
80239.
Okay, what's the name of the place?
I'm sorry?
What's the name of your place I'm sending it to?
You can put that it is just wireless mini pods, or you can use mini pods, or that, or any name referring to the ear pods that you have.
Okay. Is it, do I put gadget team?
Yes, ma'am, you can put that if you would like.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so remember that you do have to return those ear pods in order to prevent that charge. Now, the watch that you do have, as you stated, you can just call back and handle that watch further, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, is there anything else I can help you with this evening?
That's it, thanks.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm.